Aloha and hello. I'm Lucky, sending you light and love from the heart of Hawaii. Right now, I'm excited for you to hear a listener question from Leah, who lives here on the magnificent island of Maui. Leah has issues with a coworker. I got to put on my thinking cap and do my imperfect best to channel my Heavenly Mother's wisdom to offer Leah solutions. You like solutions? I love solutions. We all have problems, which gives us opportunities to partner with each other and with higher power to seek solutions and victory. Okay, here's Leah.
Hi, this is Leah, and I'm in Maui. And thanks for this opportunity to be on the podcast. I am wondering, how can I let go of the resentment I feel in my body that I have as a result of really disliking my coworker because she doesn't do her job well and she leaves messes for me to clean up. And it's been going on for about 5 months. I just feel like the resentment is in my body. And I really want to be a loving person and be more open to her, even though she does a lousy job. I don't want the resentment in me.
Leah, thank you so much for your question. I love that you're asking about avoiding resentments in your body. A lot of us think about our heads. I have this thought in my head. I can't get it out of my head. I like that you're in tune with yourself so much that you realize, I don't want this in my body. Thank you for that. That's going to help a lot of our listeners. This relationship with your coworker is happening for you. It's not happening to you. It's happening for you. And I hear that you want to be a loving person. This is an opportunity to grow in that area. I know that for me, I love being loving on my friends and being kind to myself and being kind to my neighbors who I enjoy. And then there's everybody else. So for me personally, and definitely working with my coaching clients, I've seen some challenges with being loving and kind to those people that are more challenging to our personal nature. So it's more challenging to be loving and kind to those people. And that's a growth area for each of us to strengthen our love muscles. On your work days, before you go to work, spend some time in meditation and prayer, visualizing being happy at your work. You imagine going through each task, and it goes well, and you're happy in your heart, and you visualize that before work. It could be for 1 minute. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out thing. Maybe you sit for 10 minutes in meditation every morning. Anyway, dedicate one of those minutes, one of those 10 minutes to visualize feeling good in your body at work. An affirmation that I have used that has seemed helpful is, I am happy in my work. I'm definitely thankful for the work that I do. I'm thankful for my higher power choosing the different work tasks for me to perform and supporting me to perform those to the best of my imperfect ability. And a lot of times I'm grouchy. I don't want to be at work. I want to do fun things. I want to have my own agenda. And I need to pay the bills. I need to do all the things at work that contribute to society. And therefore, when I use the affirmation, I am happy in my work. I am happy in my work. It actually does turn my mood around. It seems like BS at the time when I'm really grouchy. And then I try to start telling myself, I am happy in my work. But when I repeat that a few times, it does actually turn things around sometimes, at least for a little while. The ACA Serenity Prayer is helpful. Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunction, which is ACA or ACOA, that is a 12-step program. All 12-step programs are based on the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. The regular Serenity Prayer is, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And the ACA prayer is, God grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. That helps me when I say that on a regular basis, because then I remember that I need to take my own inventory. What am I doing? How do I need to change? When I was on an extended trip to Europe, I didn't drive. I took public transportation the whole time. And then I got back to Maui and I was driving my car again. And I realized I was driving fast and I was not being the safest driver. I was being impatient. I was getting angry because people were not driving as fast as I wanted them to and they were not getting out of my way. And then I realized, oh yeah, I can't change them. I can change me. It's taken me years to move from being the angry, fast teenage driver to a serene driver, driving in slow lane, not running red lights, building those habits over the years. And then I didn't drive for the whole time I was in Europe for 7 weeks. And then I got back and those old habits just kicked in. And I realized I cannot change everybody on the road to cooperate with my preferences. I can change myself. I can ask higher power to help me slow down and remember why it's important to drive slowly, why it's important to be patient behind the wheel, because it's safe. That's number one thing on the road is safety, because I have been in accidents. I have caused accidents and it's terrible. I haven't hurt anyone, thankfully, but I've hurt my car, which has hurt my pocketbook. And when I drive slower, I'm more mindful, I'm more considerate of other people on the road. I have a more positive driving experience the whole time that I'm on the road. I enjoy peace and serenity. And when I get to my place, my destination, I exit the car with peace and serenity instead of being angry and in a negative zone the whole time. And then I get out of my car and I'm in that kind of zone and I'm bringing that to whoever it is that I'm meeting with. So there's a lot of good reasons for me to look at my own part. So when you are working with this other person and they're challenging, bring the focus back to yourself. What can you change? Maybe you can change your attitude. Maybe you can change your thought pattern. Instead of focusing on her, you can focus on reciting a prayer. Maybe every day you come to work with a new affirmation or a new prayer and you repeat that prayer or a song. Maybe you're learning a song, or if you want to learn a new language, you can whip out your flashcards and start learning your new vocabulary. So every time that you get aggravated by her, okay, bless her, change me. What can I focus on instead? And you have been praying for her. You've told me that you've been praying for her. That's excellent. And that's another opportunity when you start to feel aggravated. Reach out to your higher power. Pray that she gets all of her needs met. Bless her family. Bless her pets. I know you're an animal lover, so maybe she has pets and you can send blessings to her pets. You can pray for her parking angels that over the next week, every time that she's driving and needs a parking space, the perfect parking space just opens up for her, that she just gets everything that she needs. And that is kind of a selfish prayer in a way, because when she gets all of her needs met and she shows up to work and she's happy and fulfilled, she just possibly might start doing a better job and not leave as many messes for you because she's not in that negative space anymore. Another practice to bless her is to think of her image, think of what she looks like, and then shrink her down so she fits into the palm of your hand. So she's this little person, and you can think of her as a miniature adult, or you can think of her as a child. Bring her back to her childhood when she was 2 or 8 or 12. And you have her in the palm of your hand and you exhale and you blow love over her. So you do that 12 times. You just take an in-breath and an out-breath and you just bless her with love. This little person, vulnerable person in the palm of your hand. So you do that 12 times. And then on the 13th time, as you're blowing love over her, you ask the universe, you ask your higher power to change that relationship. So you're releasing her so she no longer has a hold over you. She no longer has the power to cause resentments in your body. That is released and that is changed. So now that your relationship with her is different, it's more open, it's more loving, it's more kind. She isn't changed, but you're asking the universe to change that. So that's breath number 13. And then you're done. And then you're done with that for however long you need to be done with that until you need to do it again. Another option is to Ask Higher Power to help you create a bubble of protection and care before you go to work. And this could be incorporated into that minute that you're visualizing a happy day at work. At the end of that, you can use your hands and your arms and physically wave your hands and your arms over your head and bring them down around your body and imagine your higher power creating this bubble of protection and care around you. You can do this before you get in the car to go to work. And then after work, you can do a clearing. Some people I know burn sage to clear. You can do any kind of cleansing. You can, on your way home from work, roll down the windows. Any negative energy that your cells, that your body have might have absorbed during the day, imagine that going out the windows. The windows are open, the air is just flowing through, and any kind of negative energy is just clearing out. And you can come up with some kind of affirmation, some kind of clearing message that you clear that every day on your way home from work. Another option is to be cognizant of when negativity is entering your body. When you start to feel aggravated, you see, she left this mess for me and I'm gonna be the one to clean it up. Okay, I see that, I feel that in my fill in the blank, my chest, my belly, the back of my neck, wherever you feel it entering your body, you recognize that. And then you ask God to remove it. Let's stop that process, put it in reverse. Remove it right then and there. And then turn those thoughts to whatever that you can. Memorizing the new language, praying for her, thinking about your cat, thinking about your dog, thinking about positive things. And you have that bubble of protection over you. You can open the window. There's a window there. Open the window of that bubble. See that negative energy leaving. See higher power drawing that out of your body. New fresh air is blowing into that bubble, and then you and God just close that window, and then that bubble of protection and care is sealed tight around you again, and you're happy in your work, and you're practicing these new thinking patterns. While you're in that bubble of protection and care, you can fill that bubble with gratitude. What is going well? Name all the things that are going well that you can think of. Your legs work. You're able to walk around. You have hair on your head. You're not bald. Nothing wrong with being bald. Love all bald people. Yes, I do. And I do prefer having hair on my head. You have a brain that works. You're able to think thoughts. You have a car. You have gas in the tank of that car. You have a paycheck coming in so you can pay the bills. You have beautiful grandchildren. You have shoes. I'm guessing you have multiple pairs of shoes. How cool is that? Some people don't even own one pair of shoes, let alone cute shoes. You got some cute shoes. So you're filling that bubble of care with gratitude. Other options to cleanse that negativity is water. Take a bath. Take a shower. Go for a swim. While you're doing those things in water, you're consciously thinking, God and I are partnering to wash the negativity out of me. You're doing the footwork to enter that body of water. And then higher power, your angels are doing the divine work of cleansing that negativity from your body. Water could be something as simple as washing your hands. When you get home from work, you wash your hands. And think, this is releasing all the negativity out of my body. It's washing through my hands, down the sink. Higher power's helping me with that. And then if there are other places in your body that you imagine the negativity is, you can wash those parts of your body. You can even just put a hand there, even without water, and say, I'm releasing this to you, higher power. Remove this from me. And then you step out of that bubble. Maybe when you get home from work, you get out of your car, and you ask higher power to dissolve that bubble of protection and care. And then you walk your dog. You go on a dog walk. The wind is blowing through the neighborhood. And that's just blowing through you and cleansing every little cell in your body. And then everything is renewed and fresh and clean. Lastly, when you are getting ready to go to sleep at night, you are imagining that your cells are detoxing. Call in your detox angels. They're carrying any little scraps that are left over of negativity. They're pulling those out of your body, and they're carrying them to the sun where they burn up and give beautiful light and energy to us. Or maybe they're sprinkling them over the ocean and that negativity is divinely transformed into fish food that feeds the whales and the fish and the turtles. I'm so glad that you are modeling for me how to be cognizant of what's going on in my body and to stay on a spiritual path. When things are challenging, ask higher power to help us stay positive. I'm so glad you joined us today. Thank you. Review my podcast. Give it a good review. I will be temporarily grateful. And you can forward my podcast to your friends. You can find even more wonderfulness at wellnesswithlucky.com. I invite you to connect with me on Facebook at Wellness with Lucky, on YouTube at Wellness with Lucky, on Instagram at Wellness Lucky, and on LinkedIn, you can search for Lucky McCullough. If you could use some camaraderie, come to my upcoming online spiritual retreat. It's a wonderful way to dedicate some time to your wellness. It's a 6-hour commitment, 2 Zoom meetings that last 1 hour each, and a 4-hour block of time that you can do all at once or break it up over a 2-day period. My online retreats offer a doable way to fit healing into your busy schedule. You've got some things that you've been needing to let go of. This is your chance. Lots of information and videos about my online spiritual retreats at wellnesswithlucky.com. I send you blessings.